The UN's Human Rights Watchdog has issued a damning finding against Australia over the indefinite detention of 46 refugees who are considered a security risk. The United Nations Human Rights Committee says Australia is inflicting cruel, inhuman and degrading treatment on the refugees, and it must stop now. The committee also wants Australia to offer the detainees rehabilitation services and compensation. The findings have been handed down in two cases brought in 2011 and 2012. One of the lawyers who worked on the cases is Ben Saul, Professor of International Law at the University of Sydney. He spoke to Ashley Hall in Canberra.
All in all, the committee has found that Australia has committed almost 150 violations of its international treaty obligations. So these are commitments which Australia has voluntarily consented to by signing the international human rights treaties. This is the largest case of its kind ever decided against Australia in a procedure which Australia itself has agreed to. So Australia got a fair chance to make its arguments before the committee and submitted extensive legal arguments. And the committee has come back and rejected most of Australia's arguments on most of the issues.
So what is the real consequence of this decision? The committee is arguing that Australia should provide all 46 refugees named in this case with effective remedy. That means releasing them and looking at appropriate compensation and rehabilitation. Is the government required to deliver that?
The committee's findings are not technically legally binding in the same way as a court decision here in Australia. But of course, this is an independent body of renowned legal experts. Its decisions about the interpretation of Australia's human rights obligations are widely regarded as authoritative and highly persuasive. And although the committee's decision itself is not binding, of course, Australia is bound by the underlying treaty obligations, which the breaches of which the committee has identified. So for that reason, the committee has called on Australia to implement in good faith the treaty commitments which Australia itself has agreed to.
But it does remain open to the government to thumb its nose at this committee.
That's right. I mean, I think the decision itself is highly embarrassing for Australia because Australia is a member of the Security Council. It's been campaigning for years to demonstrate to the world that it takes its human rights obligations seriously. We frequently criticise other countries for their human rights performance, and yet we haven't got our own house in order.
How many people are still in detention under these circumstances following an adverse ASIO finding?
All in all, the number is between 50 and 60, and the independent reviewer of security assessments has led to the overturning of just a handful of security assessments in the time that that process has been operating. But many of the assessments have been confirmed by that process. So at least around 50, up to 55 possibly, are still stuck in indefinite detention. Most of them have been there for about 4 years and counting, which is a pretty dramatic period of time, and most of them are going nowhere. I mean, Australia won't agree to release them. No other country will take them precisely because Australia says they're a security risk of some kind. So they're stuck in this limbo where they don't know the case against them. They've got no effective judicial procedure to challenge their detention in Australia because the High Court has said indefinite detention is fine under the Australian Constitution. And so these people are really stuck. So the UN decision really is the latest effort to get Australia to comply with its basic obligations under human rights law.
Professor Ben Saul speaking to Ashley Hall.